I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Thank you, Joe. Much appreciated. It is currently 40 degrees at WKOK.
Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. Matt Catrillos, our news director. Kevin Herz, a vice president. He gets a corner office with his own little portable heater in there. And that's the cast of thousands that brings you this program every morning. On the news line with us now, Dr. Lanaire Allam is on the line. She's executive director of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. We scheduled this interview a couple months ago and had hoped to have a panel of individuals in the studio, but because of the social distancing guidelines, she is on the news line alone now. But that doesn't hurt the timeliness of the message at all. Good morning, Dr. Allam. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
I do appreciate that. If folks aren't familiar with the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project, I'll define it as a group of individuals who are pushing to make sure that the Central Susquehanna Valley has its own community college. Reiterate precisely what the project is.
So we are facilitating establishment of a new and independent, dedicated, comprehensive community college in the Central Susquehanna Valley. We are focused on counties of Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, and Union. We know that the need exists and in the adjacent counties as well, but that is where we find population density and a geographic central.
And we know some other colleges have set up classrooms at various locations around here. Explain the real difference between a local community college that belongs to an area versus an outside campus that sets up a classroom.
Good question, Mark. So we have site locations of a couple of different colleges from the northeastern area of Pennsylvania that can offer classes and some online degree programs. What we are looking at is quite different. It is governed by our local area. That is our own community college. Leaders are assigned and sponsors assign them to be on the board of trustees of our own community college. They govern its direction. They make certain that it is fulfilling needs of our region and anchoring our region in a workforce generator. And all of the funding streams remain in our valley. All of the students remain in our valley. Over 94% of students that attend a community college will remain right there in their region. We could offer full degree programs, many certificate and licensing programs right here in our valley that are needed by our employers. So the objective is aligning with what employers need and preparing our students for those jobs.
In what way could a community college help during a pandemic?
Great question again, Mark. You know, I've been looking at what the community colleges across the nation are doing, and three of them I'm going to highlight. One in Bergen County, New Jersey, working with their governor of New Jersey, has set up a drive-through testing so that and long lines of cars are going through this in order to gauge the growth and the contagion as it is expanding within that region. A lot of people commute from Bergen County into New York City, so that was a really great site for them to set up this drive-through testing. The other is Omaha, Nebraska, where the pharmacy technician students can have set up a maker space within the community college lab, and they're making face masks for the healthcare providers who need both clear shields and the fabric masks in order to prevent the contagion from penetrating. And that they are making hundreds of these, and it's a fantastic way for them to utilize the materials that they have on campus and from other businesses and sources in Omaha in order to make these face masks. Then the third one I wanted to highlight was in Austin, Texas. So they are putting together gloves, gowns, masks, and making healthcare worker kits so that, and then they're distributing them to the medical centers in the area. So these are ways, in addition to food pantries and those people who need additional housing, these are ways that the community colleges are deeply serving their community and catalyzing the community building within their region.
Well, it sounds like they become part of the community as they're sort of homegrown, so they don't become part of the community. They're generated from the community, sort of like if you had your own, like a Sunbury Community Hospital back in the day. They were, you know, quite resilient and agile and could address community needs fairly rapidly because they were part of the community. What's the status of getting a community college in right here, based in Sunbury or Shamokin area? What's the status?
So right now we are working with a potential university partner, working very closely, refining what the tasks and the persons who would be responsible for those tasks and the timeline in order to complete them and achieve independent status with Middle States Commission for Higher Education. So we are working tirelessly at this goal because in a time like this, it becomes ever more evident that the advantages of having our own community college would help mitigate the situations, the circumstances, and the issues that we are going to face both now, currently, during a crisis, and after this crisis when there will be an evident need for reskilling, retooling, training, and at a capacity that site locations and centers cannot manage. So, for example, currently our own Workforce Development Center Corporation has indicated an annual opening of 7,000 high-priority occupations. Well, an event like this one will exacerbate that, and there will be more jobs open than we can fill that exceed the 7,000 high-priority occupations. So typically, a community college is going to be that workforce generator that will train people for day one on the job, getting out there and assisting an employer in meeting their goals and needs.
Now, you need buy-in, literally, from county commissioners. What's the status of your efforts to get to funding from the counties?
So we're continuing to just keep them updated as far as what our requests would be and building the public campaign where the public themselves, each one of us, lets the commissioners know that this is really important to us and that their commitment to our community is something we value, and that what it might cost us as far as about approximately a dollar a month per household would is something that we value that they would do for us and appreciate that they would do it for us. So they would sign a resolution of sponsorship and apply for using the plan for a new community college to the Pennsylvania State Board of Education. Now these are steps down the road, but you know, what we're doing is keeping them apprised of what it would cost and comparing it with the other community colleges in Pennsylvania. So for example, we know that the community college in Cambria County, Penn Highlands, is sponsored at $1.2 million annually by the local sponsor, and we know that the return on that is approximately $60 million annually. and that's because of the growing workforce and tax base in that area. Just looking at the start of that college was at a time in 1993 when a certain businesses, factories, establishments closed. And in that case, there were thousands of people out of work, and their economy was bottomed out. And the commissioners felt that the best way to revitalize the community and begin training people would be to start their own community college. They could basically, at that point, see that the community college would guide the destiny of the region. And so they, at a very difficult time for them, they increased their tax by 1 mil, and the community college plan was submitted to the State Board of Education, and it was approved.
All right, well, we have to stop you there, but honestly, I think you've made a great case for this. We are going to reschedule. Hopefully in a month from now, we'll get you back here. We'll get a panel of folks in here. We'll dedicate more time to it, and we'll address this. Where do I get more information? You've alluded to 20 different topics that you could elaborate on. Where's the rest of the details?
So on newcommunitycollege.org is our website, newcommunitycollege.org, and you could like us on Facebook. We've had 3,000 views in 3 days on our video.
All right, fabulous. Well, do keep in touch. We'll have you back in as soon as we can get here. We know you got a lot of advocates for this around here, and we'll see if we can get more information out there and talk about this important endeavor, the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. Thank you so much, Dr. Allam.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you all.